So the old Emma, fine, outstanding young men. One of them's a junior in college, and one just finished a 1 year up in North Carolina at that Baptist school. What's the name of it?
Baptist school?
Wake Forest. Yeah, they're religious boys, all of them good Christians, and Frank particularly, that's my second boy. He had scholarships offered him to, I reckon, a dozen schools. But he chose Wake Forest. He said he liked the atmosphere on the campus. He said another thing, said I can finish school here and I can go, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a medical doctor, a missionary doctor. He said I can get it right here. He just liked it. So Tom let him go where he wanted to go. Now the first boy chose a little school up in Michigan, Hope College. And he finished up 2 years, and then he went to worked a little while, and said he didn't know what he wanted to do was at loose ends. And he worked a while, and then he decided maybe he'd like to teach. So he's gone back to school now. And the other boy will enter the freshman class at Wake Forest. Now he tried to get in the Naval Academy, and his name is John. And the father of the American Navy was named John, as his name. I went recently to the museum of the Naval Museum at Washington, out at the Navy Yard, and the first statue, life-size statue, is of a man named John. And he was appointed by George Washington, along with two other men, to the three first vessels that we really built and called our Navy. He was a commander of one. And under his statue is this quotation, the father of the American Navy. So I told my grandson, John, I said, you aren't having trouble getting in, your name's John. But his lawyer, he had a bad eye. Knocked him out. Hey, he got the appointment all right. In fact, Eastland appointed him, and so did Bowen. And he had a presidential appointment. But he couldn't cut it, so now he's going to Wake Forest. And the little boy, he said he's going to be a ninth grade dropout. Said he's going to make money. He organized him a... You are taping all this?
No, it's okay.
Oh,
go ahead and tell me.
Well, I had a birthday recently, and among other things, presents I got a letter from him. And the caption of on his envelope was, the Mike of let's see, he's in his business, he's cutting grass or what it is, but He has a more dignified name for his poem. And he told me in his letter that he sent me a present, but says, my business is thriving pretty good, so I'm just including a check to you for $10. And you get what you want. Now he's 13 years old.
Sounds like you ought to go far.
I told Agnes, I said, I ain't going to send it back, I'm going to cash it. And he told me, he said, now you get whatever you want. He said, you might want to get a tie. I said, you could pay it on your telephone bill if you wanted to. But he said, whatever you do, cash it. So I told Agnes, that's my wife. I said, we're going to South Meet on Mike. Now he wants to come down here, wants to move his business down here.